Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Chris Kenny was born in Jacksonville in 1883, a descendant of William Tybalt, a Jacksonville pioneer who supported the Confederacy during the Civil War. In 1966, Kenny wrote his memoirs, looking back on the town and its residents. Kenny was a teenage prankster. He admits that he and his friends should have been severely punished on several occasions, such as when they entered a barber shop with a skeleton key on Halloween and coaxed a neighbor's cow inside. The next morning, the irate barber found his shop a mess, created by a very unhappy cow. As a young man working in a hardware store, Kenny married Nan Lydon, whose father owned the Lydon House Hotel and Restaurant in Jacksonville. Kenny knew about everyone in town, including a former owner of the Jacksonville Inn, who liked to sunbathe in the nude, and pioneer sheriff William Bybee, who reportedly washed his false teeth in the horse trough outside a saloon. He knew where people dumped illegal liquor during Prohibition, who greased the railroad tracks, and who surreptitiously picked their neighbors' cherries. Kenny died in 1971, leaving memoirs donated to the Southern Oregon Historical Society. Today's episode of As It was written by Sharon Bywater, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.